Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
This is so exciting about what took place at the Azusa Now. We need the testimony. I mean, we can't tell you everything.
It's amazing.
We have just a limited amount of time.
15 hours.
15 hours focused on, you know, Pentecost, upon, you know, that moment, the birthing of
glory
of
God,
the glory of God, every tribe, every tongue, the humility was there. If you missed our previous program about, you know, so many things, one being the Pope Francis sent a representative from Rome just to say, listen, forgive us for how we treated the Protestant church. You know, we were wrong. Even
and he represented 150 million charismatic Catholics.
Yes, they said they want to be a part of what Christ is doing. And everybody was coming there saying, I mean, there's so many different ones. But this dream is so important. This is one of Lou's friends, and he's a Messianic believer, and just lead everybody in the prayer for Israel. But right here he talks about that God gave him a dream about four Ruths. And this is so important because we're kind of in that last, you know, think about this, the lineage of Jesus Christ, every woman in his lineage is a Gentile. Mm. I mean, four of the women are Gentiles in his lineage. And the fact is that all but four, I believe it is. We'll hear in just a minute. But the very fact that Ruth was redeemed as a Gentile by a Jewish Boaz, that is the merger and the blessing. When we're like gleaning around the fields like Ruth, you know, we go humble ourselves at the feet of Jesus and we get received into the family of God. And all of a sudden, everything this Boaz is ours. This is exciting. But watch this. This is a powerful prophetic dream that he's going to share with you at the Azusa Now event, just this last April the 9th.
April the 9th.
Take a look.
And God showed us in this dream that the call of Azusa was about the healing of the races, the uniting of the denominations, and the final outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We believe he wants us all together in one place. And in one accord that he can send his Holy Spirit. Right now, we believe that it was critical that we honor the root nations, the natural root peoples of this nation, the native peoples, but the spiritual peoples, the spiritual root peoples, the Jewish people. Now we are moving into a transaction that we want you to engage with. It was many years ago that I and my friend were in Jerusalem and he had a dream. Quiet. And in this dream, he received a phone call from four Ruths. Ruth Prince, Derek Prince's wife who loved Israel. Ruth Graham, Billy Graham's wife. That I believe this moment is about that. And Ruth Heflin, who is a friend of Israel. And the fourth Ruth was Ruth. Of Ruth and Boaz, who said, your people shall be my people. I knew the dream was that there was coming a call when the Gentile Ruth would begin to unite together all across the globe and begin to declare, your people will be my people. We're in that moment right now as my friend Rabbi Sobel, Jason Sobel shares, we are going to begin to proclaim what Ruth proclaimed, believing that shockwaves will go all over the globe as we make this covenant to declare that your people will be my people.
Shalom, everyone. Friends, I believe we are in an epic moment in history. Amen. Friends, we are in a John 21 moment where the Lord is about to tell us to cast the nets, and there is the greatest catch the world has ever seen. It is about to come now. They were fishing all night, and they caught nothing. The Messiah said, throw the nets on the right side of the boat. Why on the right side? Because that's the sign of love. That is the sign of unity. That is the sign of relationship. And until we join nets, the great catch won't come. John 21 can't be fulfilled until John 17 is fulfilled. Messiah prayed that these and those would be one as he and the Father are one. These are the Jewish apostles and believers that were standing there with him. Israel and the nations. And the story of Ruth and Boaz, that's what it's about. Ruth was a Gentile Moabite woman. She married a Jewish man, but he passed away. She went back with her mother-in-law Naomi to Bethlehem, Beit Lechem in Judea, and she wound up falling in love. She was at first destitute. She was homeless and hungry, but then she attached herself and entered into covenant relationship with the Jewish man Boaz. And when they came together in covenant relationship, she didn't just get the gleanings of the field, she got the full inheritance. Friends, there are four women in the genealogy of Yeshua Jesus. They're all Gentiles. Why? Because the kingdom of God, the messianic king and the kingdom, cannot be birthed unless Jew and Gentile birth it together. And when we do, we see the kingdom of God come on earth as it is in heaven. But that's why the enemy has historically tried to divide Jew and Gentile, because he knows when we unite in the Messiah, we become an unstoppable force for global change and transformation. Friends, it's time to heal the original schism in the church. The original schism in the church, the first division, was a division between Jew and Gentile. And when we heal that schism, when we repair that division, we will see the great catch of John 21, the fulfillment of John 17, that the Lord has promised. Come on, do you believe? Let me hear you. Friends, when Ruth and Boaz unite, Jew and Gentile in Messiah, it's going to release the greatest sound of revival the world has ever seen. When the roots and shoots come back together, Ruth and Boaz unite, there will be healing for the nations and healing for Israel. Amen? What happens when Ruth and Boaz find themselves connected in covenant in the upper room? There will be a worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we are going to take a moment here with my messianic rabbis and Jewish leaders from around the country standing here with you and Lou. And there is covenantal blessing when Ruth and Boaz, Jew and Gentile, unite in Messiah. So together, we're going to make a prophetic declaration. The same words that Ruth spoke to Naomi. And we believe that when we recall these words out together from the heart, God is going to release the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, in greater measure in preparation for the great catch and revival that is coming. Are you ready? First in English, then with my Arab brother here in Arabic. Because friends, Isaac and Ishmael are coming back together. The family is being healed. We are one in Messiah. The peace process can't fix it, but the peace, Prince of Peace, Sar Shalom, Yeshua Jesus can. Amen? Come on. So, okay. We're going to lead together. Prepare your hearts. You need to do that. We need the Boaz. Hold on a second, Luke. Just share your heart about Ruth and Boaz.
See, I believe right now, this is, again, it's a covenantal moment. When Ruth said, your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God, she was making a sacrificial covenantal declaration. Someone's getting healed. Praise God. Come on, give a shout to God. We are saying, we are setting our face to bless the Jewish people. We're turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers. Can you engage with me right now? Don't look over there. Engage with me. Ruth chapter 1. Ruth. Oh, that's in your Bible. Is it on the screen? Can we get that Ruth on the screen? It's on the screen. I don't have it. Everybody, right now. I'm not sure what they have. I want you all out loud just to begin to declare it together. One, two, three. Go ahead. This place, I want you to pray.
I'll read it in Arabic. لأنه حيثما ذهبتي أذهب وحيثما بيتي أبيت شعبك شعبي وإلهك إلهي. The story of Ruth is the story of every believer that accepted Jesus Christ and became a member of the body of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All across this place, would you stretch out your hands? 1967, the Messianic movement began and Jewish people started getting saved. It's 50 years, it's Jubilee. We're declaring Jubilee. It's time for another great Messianic awakening. Lift your voices and begin to pray. Father, we pray in the name of Yeshua that you would loose a worldwide Messianic movement, a great awakening. Go ahead, lift your voices, keep praying. Living God, awaken the Jewish peoples. Bring forth Romans 11, 12, the fullness of the Jews, life from the dead. In Jesus' name, I want you to pray. I want you to pray awakening to the Gentiles.
Abba, we're asking, open the eyes of the nations. Help them to understand the Jewish root of the faith, God. Jewish people to jealousy, Abba. We believe it is time for the love to come forth, for there to be a great awakening among the nations, an awakening among the nations that reveals the revival of Israel. God, we say, Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Lord, grant salvation. Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Ana Adonai Hatzlechana. Lord, grant salvation now. Name of Yeshua. Friends, we're going to seal this declaration. Friends, the most important prayer that every child learns, these are my two boys, the first prayers that they learned were the words of the Shema. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. This has been the foundation of the Jewish faith. This is Deuteronomy 6:4, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And when we say those words in Hebrew, there's six words, and what it's meant to proclaim is that God's kingship should expand to the four corners of the earth, heaven above and earth below. It is the declaration of the kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. So sing these words with us as we declare it, and then we'll cry out for the coming of the Messiah. Amen?
Amen. We're going to sing Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael.
Here's what I want you to do. Just hold hands together. Jew, Gentile. As she sings, just can we pray John 17? I know the Lord hears this prayer because it's His prayer. I pray that they may be one, even as I and the Father are one. Just begin to pray it. Don't look it up on the stage. Ask Jesus to fulfill His prayer.
Oh, yes, God, make us one as You are one.
Forgive us, God, for not fulfilling the mandate of a light to the nations. Bring Your Holy Spirit upon us again. Let Your face shine upon us again. Shema. Israel, Shema, Israel, Adonai. Hosanna! Save us, O God. Hosanna. Save your people, O God. Hosanna. Save us, O God. Hosanna. Cry with me. Hosanna. Save us, O God. Hosanna. Save us, O God. God, look on us with mercy today. Forgive us for being a stiff-necked people. God, God, come. Visit us with your mercy. Hosanna. 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 Hosanna.
Israel, God, forgive us for not receiving Yeshua HaMashiach as the Messiah. God, turn the hearts of your people back to you. Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha. Bring us back to your word. Hashiveinu avinu l'Yeshua Meshicheinu. Bring us back to our Messiah. Abba, we cry out to you and we say, Ezekiel 37, it is time to breathe on the dry bones once again. And it's time to breathe on the dry bones of Israel so that a great and mighty army will stand to its feet. We say, Hayom, today is the day of redemption. In Yeshua's name, just cry out for the salvation of Israel, that they would say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Blessed be he who comes in the name of the Lord. Raise up.
Heaven is engaging us right now.
Abba, we cry out. Abba, we cry out. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. May these be the words on the lips of your people. Blessed is he, Yeshua, who comes in the name of the Lord. To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? We consider him stricken, smitten by God, but he is the Messiah.
Hosanna.
Nation of Israel, pour out your spirit on Medinat Israel. We say Melech Ozer. We say Esa Enai. Pituach, Pituach. Abba, open the eyes of your people that they might look upon the one whom they have pierced.
Let's all stand, lift your hands. I want us to pray as we've been praying for the Jewish peoples. I want you to lift your voice and ask for a worldwide outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Lead us.
Send us again as a light to the nations. Send us again like a sharp arrows in your hand. Send us to the four corners of the earth. Baruch haba, Baruch haba. This is the day that the Lord has made. The stone the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. It is marvelous in our eyes. It is marvelous in our eyes. Open the eyes of our blindness. It is marvelous in our eyes. It is holy. Blessed is his name. Blessed is his name. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Alleluia. Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Alleluia. Sing it again with me. Baruch haba.
the Gentile church. We ask you, God, that you would give to our brother Israel the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of the man Jesus Christ. God, we pray for the harvest of the nations that would provoke your first son, that would provoke the first son, Israel. God, we pray that you would reveal Yahweh Messiah, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh. God, every nation, every tongue, every tribe, that your son would see Jesus, that Israel, the apple of your eye, would behold Christ.
We've responded in hate to the ways that we've been hurt. I ask your forgiveness. We love the Gentile brothers and sisters in Messiah, and we've talked about walking in covenantal relationship with Ruth and Boaz to seal the transaction. Boaz gave his shoe as a sign of the fulfillment. Brother, you can have my shoe. I will walk with you to the ends of the earth. I love you.
I wish I had a gift.
We forgive you. We ask forgiveness for our arrogance, that we didn't realize we came, that we were grafted in. Forgive us for our arrogance, for the way we've treated the Jewish people for centuries. But now, let there be a shift. Release a shift. Release a shift in your church. In the name of Yeshua. Amen.
That is so awesome. What they had to do next. This is 15 packed hours. Everybody in that place took their shoes off and held it up in the air to make a covenant with Israel.
Oh, how beautiful.
The Gentiles and the Jews making a covenant. And that was so huge. If you know the story about, you know, Ruth and Boaz, that, you know, she just said, your God will be my God and your people will be my people. And there was nobody to redeem her. And so that's when Boaz came in, because he was a kinsman redeemer, which means that he could redeem her. He redeemed her and put her above everyone else. And she is in the lineage of Jesus Christ. She's the lineage of King David. It's like great, great, maybe great grandmother of King David, possibly, or great, great. And it's like, this is just amazing days. I mean, Romans chapter 11, he talks about, you know, the full number of the Gentiles coming in at some point when that happens. Mm. And that means there's a day that we just get cut off from entering in.
Yeah.
One of the purposes of us, you know, is God loves us, but also to have this relationship with God, and so much that with the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is that people want to have that relationship. Is your relationship with God so good that when you talk about him, people are jealous and they want that relationship? Are you trying to constantly convince somebody to have a religious experience?
Yeah. Is it contagious, you know? Or does it repel? You know, one of the two.
Right.
And we want a contagious relationship with God.
Yes. And you look at, you know, the in Romans, he's writing about that the Gentiles are supposed to make the Jews jealous.
Yeah.
Because the Messiah, as you're seeing a Jewish man who received Jesus Christ as the Messiah, you know, saying, you know, we got to receive him as the Messiah. Well, his experience was watching the Gentiles with God. And it's like, this is Jesus. And, you know, and they're our brothers and sisters. This is just so important. We stand with Israel at VFN TV. You hear us all the time talking about that. And one of the first things that we did in our new dedication inside of our new studios was to be able to recognize Israel. And, We just love Israel. We really do. This is so exciting to watch all these things take place. You know, we live in God.
Yes.
We abide with God, and we're excited about the things of God. And I believe the church is going to get excited again about the things of God.
What an amazing convergence. You saw so many streams coming together. One God,
right?
But just an amazing gathering. And just to see what's getting ready to shift and what God's getting ready to do on the face of the earth is absolutely amazing.
Yes, unity is a challenging thing, because quite often people hang around with people like themselves.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily you can look different, but you're like the other person normally. Yeah. And unity is when we come together with people that are different than us, but under the blood of Jesus Christ in focus. And that's mm-hmm. what civil Christianity is about. The, you know, VFN kingdom business that we talk about, you know, unifying on the essentials and giving liberty for the non-essentials and then, you know, love in all things.
Yeah.
And that's what took place there. And there's stuff happening, but you got to go, you know what? You know, it's irrelevant. You know, if this guy likes coffee, that one doesn't like coffee. To him, it's a sin. To him, it's not, you know,
don't
make
on the minors. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just like, you know what? We can do this.
Yeah.
When that kind of unity, I mean, think about when the church birthed, you know, even for the charismatics that are out there listening. Listen, every tribe, every nation, every tongue was there at Pentecost. It wasn't just one people group, it was everybody there.
Yeah.
And everybody heard in their own language. I mean, God was wanting the whole world to be saved at the birthing of the church. And it's just, these are exciting days. You know, we have coming up in our next program, a future program, more on this, but three Marines who got injured by IEDs, explosives during the war, God healed them right there in that gathering. In that gathering. As a matter of fact, take a look. Just a little piece of it. We'll have the whole thing for you in the future program.
What did he do for you? When I was 19 in 2006, I was in Afghanistan as an infantry soldier, and there was a suicide bomber that was 7 feet away from me, blew himself up. I spent a year in rehabilitation, recovering, and Lord has done a lot already, but I had maybe 20% hearing loss in my left ear, but the worst thing was that the Lord healed me of, not only that, like I can hear better in my left ear, but I have such bad crackling that I have to go to the very back of the church when I worship because it's like a broken speaker. Like I have to muffle my ear to worship, and now I'm here, and I would never be here, so I'm completely healed. Thank you.
That's so awesome. We got amazing. So many things to share with you. Make sure you join us in a future program because we're going to talk about how these soldiers got healed and so many other things, including prophetic was being released in a big way. And it's just powerful. This is what God wants to do, and this is what we're all about.
That's right.
You know, the entire, we would that every man be saved, right?
That's right.
Moving the kingdom of God. I want to pray. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you've done and what you just did at Azusa Now, what you're doing and stirring our hearts, Father God, in expectancy and faith, Father God. And we just pray for each and every one that went to that event, God, that their fire would stay lit, Lord God, and that the great awakening would continue to move across the face of the earth. We pray for the people of Israel, Father God, for their protection, God. And we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival. And Lord, we thank you right now for this great awakening that's happening right before us. In Jesus' name, God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.